We welcome you to this program by Methodist psychotheologian, author, broadcaster, Dr. Colin Archer, which represents samples of his most treasured six decades contemplative ideas. Colin B. Archer's Pick-Me-Up Reflections.
Today's Pick-Me-Up Reflection, the healing power of doing good. A number of years ago, I read an article by Eileen Rockefeller-Gronwell and Alan Luke's title, The Healing Power of Doing Good. They said, exercise regularly, follow a balanced diet, and do something nice for someone as advice authors say, which may soon get you from your doctor. A university research center, I remember, studied more than 2,700 people in Michigan for some 14 years to see how social relationships affected mortality, that is, length of life rates. The researchers found that being with other people significantly increased life expectancy, particularly among men. The death rate during the period of the study was 2.5 times higher for those who didn't have close social relationships. Other investigators have produced similar findings, including a University of California study of 7,000 residents over 9 years, which found that persons who were single had fewer friends or relatives and shunned community organizations had more than twice the mortality rate of others. Researchers are only now starting to figure out how our social interactions, our social involvements, that is, our positive social involvements, promotes health and well-being. The late Hans Sale, a pioneer in modern stress research, thought that by helping other people, you inspire their gratitude and affection, and the warmth that results somehow helps protect you from stress, that a warm feeling may well come from endorphins, the brain's natural tranquilizers. So what the Lord Jesus said, the greatest teacher, preacher, physician, and healer said ever to walk the face of the earth, treat other people the way you'd like them to treat you. So scientists are finding that good deeds may benefit your immune system. The mind and immune system are intimately linked. Neural, N-E-U-R-A-L, pathways connect the brain to the bone marrow and spleen, which produces cells needed to fight infection. Researchers have shown that white blood cells are exquisitely sensitive to neuropeptides, chemicals produced by the brain. Some research has shown that your risk of heart disease is dramatically affected by your attitude toward other people. Hostility appears very definitely to multiply your risk. People with the so-called metaphorical angry heart, and that translates into a physically bad heart, says Dean Ornish, author of Stress, Diet, and Your Heart, often see themselves as isolated, that is, people who are hostile toward others and to themselves. And this can lead to stress and more illness. Dean Ornish encourages patients to do things for others. For example, he once asked 2 patients who disliked one another to do each other's laundry. Such selfless acts, Ornish believes, promotes healing. The healing power of doing good. The notion that altruism is good for people could have a happy social effect. Just as people now exercise, watch their diets, protect their health, they may soon paint their elderly neighbor's house, raise funds for a worthy cause, or clean up a public park. To profit by doing something nice for someone reminds us that we are first and foremost a social communal species designed by nature to depend on one another, to help one another. Now, if helping other people by doing good is in our own best interest, so much the better. Why not do something good for somebody? That's my pick-me-up reflection for today. See you tomorrow, God willing.
Colin B. Archer's Pick-Me-Up Reflections, brought to you by the Guardian Media Group. Pick-Me-Up Reflections is also available on the website, investinginbeinghuman.com.